USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump updates the nation on where the numbers stand in terms of coronavirus infections and which states getting a handle on it.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better, in all cases getting better.
The president speaking outside in the Rose Garden at the White House.
And we're seeing very little that we're going to look at as a superseding hotspot. Things are moving along. Really a horrible situation that we've been confronted with, but they're moving along.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
An ominous warning concerning the nation's food supply chain being issued because of a coronavirus outbreak. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply of our products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock.
And taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow gaining 358 points, the Nasdaq up 95 points, the S&P 500 gaining almost 42 points. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
More and more parks across the United States reopening as governors assess the coronavirus numbers in their respective states. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
States across the country are continuing to reopen parks and golf courses so long as people can maintain proper social distancing. Take Jersey City, New Jersey. They're reopening 5 parks on Monday that were shut down last month as part of the coronavirus restrictions. Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillips says opening up parks is good for people's mental and physical health.
We're taking steps to understand it's going to be a new world, but we have to be realistic that we can't wait 18 months to have a vaccine and just tread water. People want to see forward progress, and we're going to do our best to kind of move in that direction.
I'm Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi finally endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen. And on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.